This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. A court in Bangladesh has sentenced seven men to death for their involvement in one of the country's worst militant attacks on the Holy Artisan Cafe more than 3 years ago. 22 people, most of them foreigners, died when gunmen stormed the cafe in an exclusive part of the capital, Dhaka. Here's the BBC's Yogita Lemoye.
Islamic State had claimed responsibility for this attack, but Bangladesh says that this is a domestic Islamist militant group called Jamaatul Mujahideen Bangladesh. This is, however, a group that has sort of pledged allegiance to Islamic State in that sense. They did launch a pretty intense crackdown on militancy after this attack. What the government itself has said is that they killed the mastermind of this attack in January 2017, and since then they have killed about 50 Islamist militants in the country.
Senior doctors in Zimbabwe have gone on strike, accusing the government of what they call a silent genocide against citizens. They say the authorities have turned the health system into a death trap by failing to provide basic equipment and medicines. The senior doctors are supporting more than 400 junior doctors who were sacked for going on strike. The crisis is putting patients' lives at risk, as Shingai Nyoka reports from Harare.
The central hospitals are eerily quiet, especially the emergency services, because the doctors aren't at work. It's only nurses that are there. Patients are being turned away. I've just met a woman who was turned away from one hospital. She had been beaten up by her husband, suffered eye damages, and she's pregnant. And she says that she can't feel the baby move anymore. And she was turned away, told to go to Parrenyatwa Hospital, which is the major hospital there. But so it's a very dire situation for many people as a result of this.
A volunteer firefighter in southeastern Australia has been accused of starting several bushfires. Police in New South Wales have charged the 19-year-old man with causing seven fires. Here's Phil Mercer.
Fire chiefs say the alleged arson south of Sydney was the ultimate betrayal to emergency crews, risking their lives on the front line. They insist the accusations could tarnish the reputation of the entire service. Investigators believe the teenage suspect lit the blazes and then later returned as part of his duties as a volunteer firefighter. The Australian Institute of Criminology has estimated that around half of the nation's bushfires are either arson or suspected arson.
The Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama has declared a state of emergency in the capital Tirana and the coastal city of Durrës after an earthquake on Tuesday. Albanian media say at least 29 people are confirmed dead, with more feared trapped under the rubble. More than 650 people have been treated in hospital. And that's the latest BBC News.